Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
Hour number three. This is Lock and Load.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Looking at the West Coast, that is one of the most messed up regions out there. They've become a sanctuary for all manner of lawbreakers by letting criminals out of jails and prisons and reducing penalties for felonies and even redefining felonies down to misdemeanors, all in the name of equity. You're not allowed to smoke tobacco on the Seattle bus system, but you can spark up your fentanyl without fear. They defund the cops, and then they make it harder for citizens to protect themselves. And when the crime rates predictably go up, then they blame the legal gun owner. And, south of the border, it's called cartel violence, but up here it's called gun violence. Illegal aliens, drug-addicted tent dwellers, abortion seekers, and underage children who are secretly brought to their states for trans surgeries and puberty blockers all have the protection of the government, unlike a legal gun owner. So come to the West Coast and live your best drug-addicted life while smoking your rent while living in a tent. Now, they're all up in arms due to the Roe and Casey decisions, and they're actively defying the Bruin decision there. And, Clarence Thomas got out there and, absolutely put it down there as it was not a Second Amendment right. You wouldn't treat the Sixth Amendment this way, the First, none of them. In Oregon, they narrowly passed through an initiative measure to require a permit to purchase a gun, require law enforcement at training facilities or law enforcement training at facilities that don't exist, in addition to a whole bunch of other burning hoops. And right now it's being held up by a judge, but it never should have gotten this far. The left, however, means to bleed the pro-gun groups dry by forcing them to spend millions to fight all of this out in court. Also in Oregon, they also have a few others coming up. HB 2005, they're going to ban homemade guns. HB 2006, raising the age of rifles from 18 to 21. HB 2007, allow local governments to ban concealed carry on public property and nearby to property. HB 3060, Oregon income tax credit to buy a gun safe or lock, and $750,000 to hire more prosecutors to focus just on gun crime. In Washington State, they have HB 1143, which requires official training that doesn't exist, including a re-education speech from a person with lived experience to explain problems with gun ownership and how they were hurt by guns. Some of this stuff you just can't make up. You just can't. HB 1240 makes illegal the manufacture or import of a swath of scary-looking semi-automatic rifles that are in common use. They're also going to, if they have these, the following other common things, like muzzle brakes, flash suppressors or silencers, pistol grips, telescoping stocks, threaded barrels, and, of course, magazines with more than 10 rounds. Of course, as federal stats confirmed, the bans on these rifles in 1994 made no difference at all. Neither did the magazines that held more than 10 rounds. And that's because the vast swath of law-abiding gun owners of scary-looking guns don't go out and carjack or bank rob, you know, rob banks or commit street crime. But the Democrats said the semi-automatic rifle ban did so there because they say so. California. Their ban on the scary-looking guns could go down to the courts, a reality which is being ignored by the left's fellow travelers. And this all comes down to District Judge Roger Benitez, whose track record on Second Amendment cases has been pretty good for gun rights groups. And in the case of Miller versus Bonta, several gun rights organizations and four private citizens are challenging the ban, which may no longer be permitted under new guidelines set down by the U.S. Supreme Court in the Bruin ruling. California's law prohibits people from owning, selling, or transferring assault weapons and limits magazines to 10 rounds. At least, the Washington State one proposed, their proposed law allows those subjects there to keep their weapons, which is a small consolation. They're doing a lot of this to win the hearts and minds of their own party, which is interesting. Poll shows that 86% of Democrats hold gun control in higher esteem than the constitutional right to keep and bear arms. Republicans are nearly inverse, with 82% supporting the Second Amendment over gun control. It's really not about criminals and crime and the children for these leftists. They're fine with killing children in the womb. They make us tolerate violent crime in the name of equity, and they don't want us to defend themselves. Now just imagine what can happen if they put this much effort into going after actual criminals instead of creating new ones. This comes down to a few factors, okay? Those factors that are going to come into play, I mean, pretty soon the West Coast, if it continues the way it's going, and I don't know how that's going to happen either, because very soon in Oregon, a whole portion of Oregon wants to go to Idaho. I mean, whole counties of Oregon want to go to Idaho. What's that going to do to their tax base when that happens? How much money are they going to lose due to that happening? And I mean, I don't know how they stop it from happening. I don't know if anybody can step in and say, well, you can't do that or not. And probably that should not be the case. But we are talking about leftists here. I got a lot of friends that live in Washington State. I have an affiliate or two in the Pacific Northwest. I have a smattering of them in California. And I'll be honest with you, I wish there was some magic way to get those people out of those states. There's some of them I've said, why do you continue to live this way? And they'll be like, well, this is my home. And I get that. But something has changed in your home. Something changed. And we're going to, as time goes on, we're going to see how this works out. But more and more, with each and every passing day, you look at these West Coasts, especially the West Coast, those three states that are bordering the Pacific, they are absolutely off the rails with the stuff that they're doing. And, if you could have a stalker there, a stalker would serve less time than someone breaking a proposed gun law. And that's the stupidest thing I've ever heard. With some of these laws they've got coming out, somebody can stalk you, but the law is going to protect them more than they're going to protect the stalking victim. And we're going to talk about some stalking victims in the next little bit here coming up, because there's a couple of things in the new world in the new normal that exist today that didn't used to exist, but we're seeing it happen more and more now. So we'll talk about that when we get back. This is Lock and Load.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at aeroprecisionusa.com. A stalker from Texas broke into an upscale home in suburban Seattle early Friday and fatally shot a podcast host and her husband before he turned the gun on himself. This is part of the new normal with podcasting and YouTube and all these other things. You have a, you know, the world is your audience. This guy was a 38-year-old trucker. He climbed through a window of the couple's home in Redmond, a city about 15 miles east of Seattle, about 2 a.m. and opened fire, according to King 5. The slain woman's, Daily Mail identified the shooter as, and this is a name here, Ramin Kota Karamrezi, and the couple is Zora Sadeghi and her husband, Mohammed Nasiri. The female was 33 and her husband was 35. The slain woman's mother had an altercation with the gunman before she fled to a neighbor to call 911. When they arrived, they found Mr. Nasiri laying in the front lawn with a gunshot wound to the chest. They tried to resuscitate him, but he was pronounced dead at the scene. Redmond police spokesperson Jill Green said the assailant died of a self-inflicted gunshot wound after he'd been stalking the podcaster for many months. Apparently, he got to know her because of a podcast that she was doing, and they struck up a kind of friendship and talked. But then he began to just send a lot of messages to the point that she decided to disengage and talk to us and our investigators and getting a restraining order. So this guy, Ramin, he was known. They knew about him already. She added the police could not serve the trucker with the order because we weren't able to make contact with him in Texas. It was not immediately clear when Sadeghi filled the no-contact restraining order when her stalker arrived in Washington State. They're calling this a very unfortunate circumstance. Now, well, it's a double murder is what it is. It's a double murder-suicide. And this is a thing. I mean, this is after Aurora. I was getting death threats. I've caught people in my neighborhood filming my house in the past. I have made it sort of clear that that's not really the smartest thing to do. I mean, I'm not one of these guys that's going to sit there and go, I'm being stalked and I don't know what to do. I know exactly what to do. If I see you, and I see you, I mean, one time my son and I and his girlfriend were standing in my driveway, and somebody pulled into the driveway and was just eyeballing all of us. My son and I were armed, and we had hands on guns, although they could not be seen. And I don't know what was going on with the eye contact with this guy, but he finally backed away. Didn't say a word, just sat there looking at us in my driveway. Then he backed up and pulled out and left. Never saw him again. But at that moment, if things had gone south, I was ready to go. And my son was ready to go. And we're always ready to go here. This is, since then, you know, not so much of a thing. I have taken precautions to where it's harder to find me. And one of those things that, one way that you get found is if you have a mortgage. If you have a mortgage, you can be found. And right now, today, I don't have a mortgage. Now, let's talk about another instance of this. YouTube. I have a YouTube channel as well. And, having a YouTube channel or having a podcast or any of these kind of things, some people begin to believe, I know him. I feel like I know you. There's a YouTuber named, on YouTube, his name is Stromedy. His name is Kyle Godfrey. And he apparently is a popular YouTuber. I wouldn't know because I'm not a popular YouTuber. But a mom with some children decided to take her children to their favorite YouTuber's house unannounced. and then she filmed the interaction for TikTok. Now, that's supposed to be a mother figure. Cheryl Jakes, who posts under the username at XOMissJ, shared the 35-second video that begins with kids walking up to a glass door of a house identified by Insider to be the possible residence of prankster Kyle Stromedy Godfrey. She captioned the January 6th post, "My 5-year-old always talks about going to Toronto, Canada to see Stromedy, so I made it happen." It's been viewed 1.1 million times. As the man walks through the door, the mom excitedly says she can see the dog through the glass, and she confesses they're big fans that they just want to say hi. Kyle, of course, he says, "I'm filming a video. I would be more than down to take pictures in 45 minutes. But the mom insists on a picture right now, asking, "Can we just take one picture right now?" before cutting to a photo of her family posing for a snap with the YouTuber who has 4.7 million subscribers. The commenters on the mom's TikTok were appalled at her audacity and the apparent intrusion into the YouTuber's personal space. One user declared, "That isn't cute. What you did was insane." In the 8-second follow-up to the video this past week, the mom defended her decision, noting Godfrey's comment while showing a photo of her family wearing shirts that read, "I went to Stromedy's unannounced." And the back of the shirt says, "Mom made me do it." According to the Department of Justice in Canada, a person can report someone for harassment if they feel threatened. Generally, the behavior must happen not just once, but repeatedly, which is, that doesn't surprise me, because in Canada, you can also kill yourself if you are, you know, if you're mentally ill. Ontario's Trespass Property Act says an individual who doesn't leave the premises immediately after they've been asked to by the person occupying the premises or a person authorized by the occupier faces a fine of up to $10,000. This is a new world. If you are on social media, you never can tell who's looking at you. You never can tell. So you better be aware of that fact. I mean, there's, in the early days of Facebook, a lot of women, especially in South America, were being tracked down by Facebook, on Facebook. And then they were being murdered in horrible ways. So, you know, be aware of that, please. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
USA News Update. After a jury was seated and minutes before the defamation trial was to begin, a settlement was reached between Dominion Voting Systems and Fox News.
Money is accountability, and we got that today from Fox.
Dominion attorney Stephen Shackelford Jr. said the network will pay more than $787 million to Dominion. Fox News, in a statement, said it acknowledged the court's rulings finding certain claims about Dominion to be false. The white octogenarian who's accused of shooting a black teenager in Missouri has turned himself into police. Andrew Lester allegedly shot Ralph Yarl in the head and arm after Yarl mistakenly went to the wrong house to pick up his siblings. A nationwide ground stop of all Southwest Airlines flights has been lifted. However, more than 1,700 flights nationwide have been delayed as the airline plays catch-up. That ground stop today was caused by intermittent technical issues, according to Southwest. John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. One of the things about technology is that which is developed for, in most cases, for the government, in most cases, is going to filter down to us at some point. Mobile phone technology is sort of like that. All kinds of communications, all kinds of television, GPS. A lot of times, you've seen videos, and I mean, right now today, American civilians own body armor. They own suppressors. They have night vision goggles, you know? Well, the military, there was an incident with a Navy SEAL, I think it was back in 2003 or 6, I can't remember what it was. And this Navy SEAL, he went in there, and this guy was heroic. He was heroic. They were going after a hostage, and he saw, they were on their move in there, and he saw them going into the room that they believed the hostage was in. And he didn't have time to get a group of his people together, so he just ran in there by himself and engaged them. And he died, unfortunately. But he was the impetus for this, because They wanted to put together one of the. They wanted to put together an Iron Man suit, and this was going to provide a soldier with some superior capability. Now the problem was not going to be the components. It was not going to be the, you know, the mandible and the whole facial armor thing. It wasn't going to be the heads up display that comes with that, with the vision array that you get given. It wasn't going to be the liquid body armor, which has like this liquid that on impact it solidifies around the ramp and catches it. All very advanced, but all very available. I mean, they can do that. I mean, it's very expensive. It was going to be the exoskeleton because these things are not light. They wanted to build something called the Tactical Assault Light Operator Suit, intended to build an exoskeleton that can increase the amount of armor carried by a special forces operator. This would indeed be a person that was invulnerable to small arms fire. Now, unfortunately, Talos ultimately failed. But it did spin off technologies that, are good and will continue to develop as time goes on. But they failed to produce a suit, citing the standard set of technical challenges associated with exoskeleton development effort. The first thing was they needed to find a way to tie the exoskeleton to sensing what the wearer was going to do. And, you know, so it needed to know when and how to move. And without rapid sensing, the lag between the operator desiring to move and the actual movement results in the operator feeling like they're moving through a pool of jello. Then there's the actuation. Although actuating a knee is straightforward, more complex joints like the hips and ankles require more advanced multidimensional actuators. And even the most advanced actuators would still limit the full range of motion for these joints, resulting in a decrease in agility. What a complex engine we are, right? And the final technical challenge is with power. An exoskeleton will require the same kind of power as a small motorcycle. And a number of power alternatives are available. Engines would be too noisy, fuel cells would be too hot, and batteries would be too heavy. And most power sources are very flammable or explosive, which, you know, basically you're putting on a safety issue. Just wearing it now. And with each attempt, they got closer to solving those technical hurdles, especially in the commercial sector makes new developments in the associated fields. But in particular, the prosthetics community has made tremendous advances in biomechanical sensing. Additionally, numerous players in the consumer product sector are working to develop smarter and more advanced motors. And a large portion of the world's research and development efforts is focused on energy, so lighter and safer power options will be available soon. But at its core, those technical challenges will not be the issue that precludes the exoskeleton from combat. History sort of indicates that this is not going to be a good thing. The Battle of Agincourt, where a large contingent of French knights in suits of armor lost to a small group of British archers. So history indicates that there's two critical factors that all new technologies must account for. Logistics and enemy reactions. And exoskeletons have shortcomings in both areas. For the suit to be effective, it must be worn by a large number of soldiers, so the defense community would need to procure a large number of these suits. And while most uniform items come in standard sizes, each exoskeleton has to be custom fit to its user. And it must adapt to the user's body changes. Gain a little weight, lose a little weight. Any misalignment between the actuators and joints could render the suit useless and potentially dangerous. The resources associated with making and sustaining a large number of custom suits would be astronomical, and it would also create a logistical nightmare. Second, enemies would adapt to any new technology injected into the battlefield, and the complexity of a combat suit leads itself to many vulnerabilities, with the largest weakness being the person inside the suit. See, in the comic books, Iron Man can be thrown around and survive, but basic physics would dictate the sudden acceleration and deceleration would crush the suit wearer's internal organs to a very large degree. and the suit can be built to survive significant blasts and being thrown tremendous distances, the user inside of it would likely still be killed. The logical approach to counter these issues is to take the human out of the suit, which in turn takes away the need for an exoskeleton. Certain technologies have changed the face of warfare and given their users an unprecedented advantage. And these technologies range from bronze swords to machine guns to submarines, many of which had roots in science fiction. But despite these successes, some technologies are best left in the realm of fiction, and one such futuristic concept is the exoskeleton. Time and again, the defense community has failed to produce functional exoskeletons due to technical challenge. And that's, but we will get spinoffs out of it. We will get spinoffs out of it. Lots of people I know now have night vision, NODs, as they call it. And it's getting cheaper. They have laser sights. They're getting cheaper, you know. All of these things, all of these technologies are working their way down to us, and the spinoffs will make their way to us as well. I'm very, very intrigued by the heads-up display that you can weigh in. I mean, you see guys running around now with bump helmets. Now they're just going to take the helmet, just completely enclose your head with it. And the body armor. I can't wait to see how the body armor works out. This liquid body armor. And all of the challenges with this, though, will be likely be solved by the commercial sector, just like it is in space right now with Elon Musk and Jeff Bezos. But the use of exoskeletons would have a fundamental issue that likely would preclude their usage in combat. However, I can see this really working well for people that have they're physically disabled. I could see this working very well for them. So it was designed for one thing, and it's going to be repurposed for another. But I find that fascinating where they've gone. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that. But I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at GCNfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Time on the firing line. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. The gun control lobby is taking the news of the slowdown with the with all this credit card stuff that they want to push. They're taking it the way you sort of think they would. There's a lot of frothing at the mouth and complaining that the companies are caving to the gun lobby. I would love to know what that means, to be honest with you. What does it mean to cave to the gun lobby? But it's not for me to worry about, right? Then there's the dubious claims that these codes would actually be helpful at identifying potential violent criminals and preventing them from carrying out their crimes. That, of course, is just a blatant lie. That's all there is to it. Just a blatant lie. That last claim is something that companies like Visa and MasterCard have disputed all along. Not because they're spineless tools of the gun lobby, but because these merchant category codes aren't designed or meant to identify a particular purchase, much less determine if it's suspicious in nature. As Visa's outgoing CEO Al Kelly told Time in January, "I've heard from everybody. I don't think there's a senator or member of the House or attorney general in the United States I haven't heard from. And I'm telling them that we will follow the law. Guns are allowed in the United States, and we would fully expect that anybody who wants to buy a gun should be able to buy that gun, provided all the other checks are done. On top of that, we're telling them that we don't collect that level of data for consumers." So Visa's chief communications officer, Casey Cavanaugh, goes into a gun store and buys three thermoses and a tent, and you go in and buy a rifle and five rounds of ammunition. All I know is you both went to the same gun store. I know what gun store. I know what you when you went, and I know how much money you spent, but I don't know what you bought. I don't think the code was necessary, but it doesn't matter. The code is in place. It is now an international standard, and we adopt international standards. Well, that was then. This is now. Because Certain states are threatening to fine companies that do use the codes. That's ostensibly the reason for Visa, MasterCard, Discover, and American Express all halting efforts to implement the MCCs. Now, Kelly and other industry executives have also been pretty clear in their statements that the codes aren't the valuable public tool anti-gun activists have made them out to be. In the wake of the decision to halt work on implementing the codes, the anti-gun activists are now all but blaming credit card companies for any and all future mass shootings. They always blame the wrong person. They always blame the wrong people. Who's saying this? Brady President Chris Brown. He said, it is shameful to hear reports that credit card companies Visa and MasterCard have caved to the gun lobby's transparent political ploys. If true, Visa and MasterCard are choosing political expediency over American lives. And make no mistake, Americans will continue to suffer and die as a result of this deadly decision. Having a dedicated process to flag troubling and suspicious firearm purchases, which was not in place, like they already do to detect other fraudulent purchases, which is a totally different topic, and is a common sense strategy for companies to save lives and prevent the next mass shooting, which was never going to happen. He said, we urge Visa and MasterCard to correct their course immediately. The choice they have now is clear. Adopt this new tool at their disposal to prevent gun violence or drag their feet while gun violence devastates our communities across the country. Every delay of action results in more lives needlessly taken. Because it's an epidemic, you understand. It's in the air. Right? That's what they tell us. It's an epidemic. It's in the air. If I sneeze, you can catch it. You can catch gun violence. It's an epidemic. I don't know why you're not listening to me. It's an epidemic. I'm telling you. Those reporting requirements were meant to highlight certain things. But troubling and suspicious are very different from fraudulent. A purchase made with a stolen credit card is easy enough to identify, especially if the cardholder flags a transaction for credit card companies. So who, on the other hand, defines troubling or suspicious transactions? Who's that person? And for anti-gunners, it could be something as routine as making purchases at a gun shop several days in a row, or spending more than they think you should. And who's making that call? These credit cards are looking for potential financial crime. They are not going to be able to forecast and catch a rampage killer. Brown and the other anti-gun activists make it sound like these merchant category codes are high-tech pre-crime tools. But that is not the reality. And I will say there's one thing that surprised me in the anti-gunners' collective statement of outrage. Not one of them said anything about states like California responding in kind to the red state laws that supposedly led to the cold feet on the part of companies like Visa and MasterCard. And maybe they don't want to tip their hands, but these efforts are almost certainly coming. Gavin Newsom loves to pick the culture war fight. I talked about this the other day, though. It'd be interesting to see if they go ahead and start saying, well, if you don't do it, we're gonna fine you. If you do it, we're going to fine you. Coming out of Mexico, before we go away, Mexican President Andres Manuel López Obrador is blaming U.S. gun makers for the cartel violence in his country for years now, and his administration has even brought a lawsuit against firearm manufacturers in federal court in Boston, Massachusetts, with the assistance of gun control lobby veterans like Jonathan Lowy. And that lawsuit was tossed by a judge last October, but they have vowed to appeal. Mexico's president is trying to pass off responsibility for cartel violence on the U.S. gun makers. That's not new. But he's now absolving the cartels of any responsibility for the growing number of drug overdose deaths in the United States as well, which is about three times gun deaths. All gun deaths, in fact. All gun deaths. Fentanyl. He went on to recite a list of reasons why Americans might be turning to fentanyl, including single-parent families, parents who kick grown children out of their houses, and people who put elderly relatives in old-age homes and visit them once a year. Now, he's wrong, but it's probably fair to say that fentanyl use and abuse is lower in Mexico than it is here in the United States. When it comes to production, on the other hand, there's no doubt that Mexico's drug cartels are the major source of the illicit drug. Them and China. China does it too. Now, the Army said that an outdoor lab was discovered in Culiacan, the capital of Sinaloa State. And in the same city in 2021, they raided a lab that said probably made more than 70 million of the blue fentanyl pills every month for the Sinaloa cartel. And, one Mexican security analyst, David Sacueto, he said, the president's lying. The Mexican cartels, above all, the CGNG, the Jalisco New Generation Cartel, and the Sinaloa Cartel, have learned to manufacture it. They themselves, by their precursor chemicals, set up laboratories to produce fentanyl and distribute it to cities in the United States and sell it. And little by little, they've begun to build a monopoly on fentanyl because the Mexican cartels also present along the whole chain of production and sales. The other day, there was a bust where they caught 282 pounds of powdered fentanyl, in addition to 220 pounds of suspected methamphetamine. They get the precursor chemicals from China, and then they press it into pills counterfeited to look like Xanax, Percocet, or oxycodone. And sometimes people take the pills without knowing they contain fentanyl, and they die accidentally. So, thanks, El Presidente. I think I'm going to take a hard pass on your take on things as they are today. I will be back in about 21 hours. And between now and then, what I would like for you to do is remember this. Never been about gun control. Not once. Not ever. It has been. And it's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Darren Tactical Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the weapons of WIC. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Darren is the one who trained the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins, spanning across decades, is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at DarrenTactical.com.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing.
Go to mgs.edu.
MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.